That would refer to most any animal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how about the sound of a calf being weaned? What would you call that?
That's pretty hard to analyze. Some people refer to the calf bawling. Mm-hmm. And let's see.
Beller, maybe?
Yeah, you could refer to it as beller.
Excuse me, I've heard people say beller.
Yeah, calf bellowing.
What about the sound of cattle during feeding time? Is there a word that comes to mind for that?
Oh, you can hear the low of the cattle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about the sound of a horse during
feeding
time?
Nickering.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Do you recall a name for the hen who stays on her eggs and fends people off? Getting ready to
hatch the egg. The setting hen.
Okay.
Is that right?
That's one.
The setting hen.
Sure. Now, a small enclosure for chickens. What do you call that?
Chicken pen or the chicken coop. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or chicken house.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you recall what that kind of little structure looked like?
That is a chicken house?
Huh.
Oh, it usually had a lot of them were built with glass on the south side for warmth in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
They had a sloping roof, just a regular shed roof. Maybe the north side of it, we'd say, would maybe be 5 feet high, and the south side would maybe be 7 feet. And it might be 10 or 12 feet long, according to the, I would say, that would be governing the amount of chickens you were going to have there to take care of. And then in the shed would be, as a rule, they were never floored on account of cleaning them all the time. And then in this shed would be the roosts built back up in there. And they were usually, then the glass windows in the south, and the roosts would be built in the, from the, about halfway back from the windows up. They were all elevated like seats in a theater or something like that.
Yeah.
So that they could look down on each other.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, now, speaking of chickens, what would be the Clay County word, as you remember it and use it, for the V-shaped bone of the chicken?
Wishbone. The wishbone.
Mm-hmm. And do you remember an overall term for the edible insides of the pig or a calf? Was there any term that covered
well,
those insides pretty well?
Well, let me think. Chettle.
Pardon?
Chettle.
Chettle?
The chettle.
Chettle.
C-H-E-T-T-L-E-S, I think is the way it is. Chettle.
Something like
that. That is the intestine for the hog.
Uh-huh.
The colored people like it very much.
Uh-huh.
And of course, now a lot of people like hog liver and hog hearts, but I don't care for anything.
Some people, I guess, use that expression sometimes, the liver and lights. Or
yeah. The lights, I think, would refer to the kidney of a hog.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And,
now, what about the name for time at which animals are fed? You growing up, is there a particular name for the time when you feed the animals?